Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Hey, how'd you sleep last night?
Pretty good.
You did?
Actually, yeah. I just kind of, I don't know, woke up with my weird neck thing. And it's like getting worse. I don't know what's happening.
Why? Why do you think you have a crack in your neck?
I don't know. My head feels 500 pounds. You know?
I'm like. Because my head feels 500 pounds and my head feels 500 more.
And it was totally fine yesterday, so I don't know what I did. I guess
I slept on it wrong.
I don't know. It's stiff, though, for sure. And like, I'm like, I don't know. Need to get under some hot water.
I slept a lot this weekend. I finally kind of understand what loving yourself means.
Mm.
It actually means doing things to take care of yourself, even if it's not comfortable. Like, let's say you love your kids, and it's not always pleasant for you to tell them you have to eat your vegetables or you have to go to bed at a decent time, but you love them enough that you want to go and there's that, you have to sometimes do things you don't like.
Right.
And so sometimes I have to do it myself now. And so I've kind of only started recently realizing that's what it means. Not eat ice cream whenever you want.
Oh.
No, like self-care.
Yeah, like self-care is even when it's like, oh, I don't want to do it, but I'm just going to eat quinoa salad.
That's loving.
Yeah, because overall that's good for you.
Yes. Yeah, and you're making the best decisions for your long-term life, like you would be doing with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally kind of understand what that means of me. So I've been better at like, kind of respecting myself and loving myself, and I got great sleep over the weekend. Although I was going to go out with Morgan over too, and I texted her for like 40 minutes. She wouldn't respond to my text. So I just went home. I went to a movie, and I was like,
ghosting?
I was like, no. Ghosting me if we'd be talking all the time, and then she disappeared.
Oh, got it.
But I texted her, and I was like, hey, I'm leaving a movie. What's up? Nothing. And I get a text then the next day. Oh, sorry, my phone was in my backpack. What's your phone in your backpack? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I did. And it was 20 minutes after. I wasn't expecting anybody to call me, so I was in my backpack because I was trying to enjoy myself.
Do you only get calls from people you expect?
I mean, no, but like I wasn't planning to meet anybody out, so I wasn't paying attention to my phone. If you had texted me like before I went out, I'd been expecting a text and I would have paid attention to my phone.
Oh, I didn't know I had to text, so you'd expect a text.
Heads up.
That's like washing the dishes before you do the dishes.
I might be texting later.
But yeah, I got a good sleep. And then, but last night I took a pill to sleep because my sleep schedule was so off. Eddie and I didn't get in from our Raging Idiot show until like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, Saturday was kind of shot.
On Friday. So we got in, I guess, 2 in the morning, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then I slept all day, watched a bunch. I had a good weekend, though. I had a good weekend. Then came in. Today I have a long week this week. So I took care of myself, you know?
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. I had a point with all this. I don't remember what it was. I was reading this story, though, about this guy from Slipknot who blew out his left testicle while singing.
But, I mean, for real.
Yeah, I think it's connected.
He really did.
Well, because the reason I say that is because remember when we did physicals and they would say cough and they would hold you there?
Yeah.
And they say cough. And so they would be like, that's how they could tell if you had a hernia. So I'm assuming vocal cords and that is connected.
Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters said that the Slipknot Stone Sour frontman Corey Taylor is one of the best vocalists he's ever worked with. He puts his entire body behind his voice to make it sound the way it does. During a vocal warm-up session, Corey may have overextended himself with his range and damaged his left testicle in the process.
You believe it?
He said, he wrote, F, blew out the left testicle.
That's what he said?
Here's a clip of just Slipknot singing, though, just so people can hear. He says, I'm astounded by the fact that one of my testicles is the breaking news of the day.
Oh, yeah.
I think I just pulled my testicle. Listen to that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Do you ever listen to Slipknot Lunchbox?
That's stressing me out.
No.
That seems like a band you'd like be into, though.
No, I don't know much about them.
They dress like clowns, don't they?
No, that's Insane Clown Posse.
No. Oh, they put the big clown masks on. And,
okay, thank you.
There's one clown.
Yeah.
Oh, only one?
But they all wear big masks.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Like the monster. But then they do Stone Sour, and they don't.
Stone Sour's good. I've heard
that's
them.
That's the same band?
Guy. No, same guy. Same
dude.
Yeah, but then that's...
Yeah, he started Stone Sour before he started Slipknot. That's where they found him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then went back after they were big, and Stone Sour became a thing again. Man. How about that? And then they had a hit. Stone Sour had a big hit.
Amy, you don't like the way that sounds?
Mm-mm, not at all. Nope.
How are your testicles after listening?
No, it's making my neck hurt more.
Well, that's because you're rocking.
Yeah.
Mikey loves it. Look at him. He's singing every word.
So I don't get it at all.
I run to this, and it's awesome.
I would run from this. If someone was playing, I'd be like, I'm out of here, man.
You can just drop your earbuds.
Totally.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Tell your friends. Mike, you went to some punk concert. Who'd you go see this weekend?
Newfound Glory and Yellow Card.
Is it like that?
Newfound Glory.
No.
What's that song?
My Friend's Over You.
My Friend's Over You. That's a big hit, huh?
Yeah.
That's a big pop hit. Is that the band that Cassidy Pope's ex-boyfriend's in?
No, it was All Time Low.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Newfound. They're not even in the system.
Not as hard as this, right?
No, they're kind of punkish.
Yeah.
And okay, that's not in the system. Newfound Glory, which is crazy.
Yellow Card has to be in the system.
Well, Ocean Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one song. See if you recognize this one, Amy.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both.
They still play this?
Yeah.
I guess they have to, huh?
Yeah.
Wait till the chorus comes.
Nice, sounds familiar. Yeah.
Staying up all night.
This guy lives in town, huh?
I think so. Yeah.
On the corner of Cherry Street, we would walk on the beach in our bare feet. We were both 18 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night.
Here comes the chorus. You know that?
Yeah.
Your neck hurt?
You don't like
it? Yeah. I mean, I've definitely heard it.
But you don't know it?
Your neck's hurting because it's making you...
It looked like the guy from Ocean Avenue was playing in a store.
Yeah, he did an acoustic set.
Where?
Yeah, at the same place. Because he plays guitar for Newfound Glory now. Yellow Card broke up.
Oh.
He did just an acoustic thing.
Didn't know that.
Oh. Did he blow a testicle? He should blow a testicle and make the news. We check him out. Wait, he did an acoustic set in a store?
Yeah, like a record store.
It looked like there were just you. It's just you there.
He's like, yeah, pretty much.
I was up front.
I mean, Mike, he looks like he's sitting beside him as he's playing at a picnic table. Like, it was that intimate. But it's fun, though?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Who'd you go with?
My brother's in town. Him and his wife.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They staying with you?
Yeah.
They think it's cool that you, like, have a thing going?
I think so, yeah. They don't really say much about it.
What does that mean, have a thing going?
He, like, has a life going, a career, and, like, a girlfriend, and a style, and a vibe.
Yeah, find it weird.
It's the whole thing. Like, Mike D kind of knows who he is now.
Yeah. It's a big difference.
Yeah, we're talking about this on the flight back from Mississippi. We're like, man, Mike D's just got it more together than, well, me.
All of us.
Yeah, come a long way, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's up with the house?
I just got a new place. I'm renting a place.
What, are you not going to buy a house?
Not right now.
I know you were getting close.
I know. I was looking at places but couldn't find one that I really liked, and I kind of got a little bit overwhelmed, too.
Well, it will be overwhelming even when you do it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My advice, just whatever they put in front of you, sign it. And
I had a realtor tell me, it's like, you'll know when you find your first house. Like, I've never known that. I never had that feeling of like, this is it.
Mm-mm. Never had it with a house, a car, or a girlfriend.
I knew you were going to go there.
People are like, you just know. Never have I just met somebody and been like, that's my girl. It's going to be my girlfriend forever, long time. Mostly it's like, you know how they put you in the hammer lock?
Oh.
Like they put the arm behind your back?
Yeah.
Bobby.
Like cops
that's
do?
That's not.
But that's how I need to be dragged into a relationship.
Mm.
Mostly that was all of them.
Yeah, most girls don't do that.
I know, but these girls were like, listen, they put me in a hammer lock, slam my head up against the car. You got two options. You're in or you're out.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm like...
And you're like, I'm out.
I guess I'm in. I guess I'm in.
My gosh. That's not how it was. That's not... If I was listening right now and I was one of your ex-girlfriends, I'd be so annoyed with you. I'd be annoyed. I'm just FYI.
But they're my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Now I know why. They're not going to listen to you say stupid stuff like that.
All I'm saying is that's what it felt like, because I never was smart enough to just go, this is a great, healthy relationship I should get in.
Mm.
Instead, they had to drag me into it kicking and screaming, like, I don't know.
Cool.
You know, are you disagreeing with that's how it was?
I mean, I think that you are. I don't think they're the type that are. They're like forcing you into some relationship that you had to be like. They had to twist your arm and be like,
no, but all of them have been, and I don't. This is not a good thing for me, but they've all, because they've been wonderful relationships once they get going. They've all been like, hey, in or out? Let's go. You in or you're out? Because after a while, they're like,
okay, I'll give you that part.
Yeah. Which is like, put my arm on my back, slam me up against the car.
Being like, you want this?
now that I'd like.
That'd be cool.
Now we're talking. They didn't do that, though. They didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good. There's a podcast called Get Real with Nicole. It's with Caroline Hobby. But Nicole Galyon is her guest. And Nicole Galyon wrote, she's like the writer right now. When I taste tequila. She wrote that. And in the podcast, she talks about when they won Song of the Year, that Dan and Shay let her talk first.
When I'm in a...
And so I thought that was pretty cool.
Dan was so incredibly gracious and was like, Nicole, you go first, which I was not ready for. So I had really been prepared to just say one thing because you just never... I don't want to be that person that's like, you can't hear him anymore because the music comes in. I said what I wanted to say, which was like, I hope my kids can look at this and know that they can do anything.
Yeah, check out the Get Real podcast with Nicole Galyon. Sorry, it just says... Why you put Caroline's
Hobby.
Name up there? Because it's always, I always mess that up. Yeah, big songwriter in town. And this is her talking about...
I'm okay with failing. I just don't think people remember. We remember what we fail at more than anybody. This resume that might look impressive, I guarantee the one with all the misses and all the heartbreaks is so much longer. But the world isn't seeing that.
Anyway, check it out. It's a great podcast. So Get Real with Caroline Hobby, lots of wonderful guests, including Lauren Akins, Tom Trestwine.
Which is a good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one. Check that out. Mike and I did our big podcast. We have a meeting every month to look at all the podcasts and see how they're doing. And this podcast, people found it and love it, and it was good. Yeah, you're good. What was Amy's best episode last? We looked at all of them on the network.
Part one.
On the four things, where the eating disorder, where you talked to, you had the girl on.
Yeah.
I think that was your biggest one of the season last month.
Oh, okay.
Every month a different season in our minds.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, rock and roll. I think we're good. Amy, you good?
Yeah. Doing, I mean.
Except for your neck.
Great.
It's funny watching you talk and you can't move your head.
It's gotten worse as the show's been going.
It has gotten. Yeah. I'm getting like more stiff. I'm like, maybe I need to definitely try to go see somebody. I thought maybe I would see
now
a chiropractor
she's
today.
She's turned into Sling Blade.
Mashed potatoes.
Mustard sandwich.
Sling Blade.
We make really cool references that are 90s. Super relevant nowadays.
It's okay. I made a 90s reference today, too. Yeah. Or 2000s. That
Billy
was at least
Bob
2000s.
Thornton.
That's how you got famous, with Sling Blade.
Oh, really? The more you know.
The more you know. That's it, folks. Here is today's show. Today is June 3rd, 2019, and the show starts now. Bobby Bones!
Yeah! Looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay, substantially lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the big show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey. Hope everybody's good. Amy, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go over and talk to Amanda in Missouri. Amanda, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby. Oh, my God. I'm crying. This is awesome.
Oh, wow. Look, wow. We got a crier, folks. Amanda, what's happening?
We got a crier.
I'm glad you called. What would you like to say?
I just want to tell you that you guys are so awesome, and you make my commute to work so much better. And sometimes I look at other people in the car and wondering if they're laughing as hard as me, and if wondering if they're listening to the same show, because I cry every time I laugh.
Oh.
And it's just insane. And oh my God, I'm actually late to work because I wanted to talk to you so bad.
Well, what a delightful call this morning. Look at this. Well, thank you very much. Where do you live in Missouri?
I live in St. Louis.
Oh, we love St. Louis. Of all the Lewises, that's our favorite. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you very much for calling. I'm glad you got in, too. Like, seriously, we couldn't do the show without you. We're glad you're part of the team, you know?
Thank you so much. I'm going to be in Nashville for my 21st birthday in July, and I just, like, hope I run into you.
You know what's funny is I was, Amy, over the Memorial Day weekend, I ran into some listeners at Target, and so I was shopping, and I'm walking down the aisle, and they, like, turn their heads. And mostly people will just go like, hey, Bobby, what's up? And I'm like, hey, what's up? But they're staring like extra hard. And I'm beginning to think that they think I'm somebody else. And so they're like, Bobby? And I'm like, yeah. They go, we've been in town for 2 days trying to find you based on your Instagram. Couldn't find you anywhere. But we came to Target because we needed to get like a swimsuit because we're in town on vacation. And you're in Target? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah. She goes, like, of all the places. So my point is, if you're looking for like any, if you ever come to Nashville and you're like looking for a country star or like one of us, we're probably just like the normal folks places. Like Amy sees people at the grocery store
all the time.
What's that grocery store? If people, that's fun. Tell the grocery store that you go to when people come to town, they can like go and make it a tourist attraction.
Oh, Turnip Truck is super popular. I would say the top ones would be Turnip Truck or Whole Foods. And then, you know, Kroger sometimes.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's where I bought my noodles at Kroger. Because they were like, for Memorial Day, they were like, okay, let's have a, you know.
Pool noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah, not eat
well,
noodles.
Well, I can get both.
Campbell's soup.
Cheers. And people were coming over, and I was like, well, what do I do for a party? So I bought a bag of chips and two noodles. But I went to Kroger. That was me putting a party together real quick. A bag of Tostitos and two pool noodles.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
We have an audio producer named Raymundo. Amy, if you were to describe to our listeners what Raymundo is all about, what would you say?
Oh my gosh, he is all about working out, eating sandwiches, and going to bed at 5 p.m. because he wakes up at like 1 a.m.
He kind of sounds like Joey from Friends.
Uh-huh.
Raymundo sits in our glass room and he just edits audio. Yes, Amy.
One other fun fact. He has been dating a girl for 5 years. He might be getting engaged soon, and he lives through the week so that he can brunch on the weekends.
You do work for the weekend, doesn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's working for the weekend. So Raymundo is our audio producer, and Raymundo is now being hired to go out and do appearances, which is fantastic. Look at this guy.
Yeah!
And listen, I don't think there's a better ambassador for the show than you. And
so Thank you.
He goes out, and he does what's called a remote broadcast. And so today, where's your remote broadcast?
At Bass Pro Shops.
So he's going to go out today, and you're broadcasting from there?
Yeah, let's go live, baby.
So he'll do these like 60-second hits, Amy, where he says, I'm at bat. You know, we've all done these remote broadcasts. And it's Raymundo's first big one that he's been in offer today.
Yeah!
Are you nervous?
No, this is a 30-second one.
Oh, so what I'm going to do is give Raymundo 30 seconds. He's going to practice as if he were at Bass Pro Shop later today. And then we're going to review him. Like American Idol, like they perform
nice.
And we give them. All right, are you ready, Raymundo?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Three, I'm going to start on my timer, and go.
What's up? It's Raymundo, baby. Join me at Bass Pro Shops at the mall. You know where that is. I'm going to be there today all the way till Wednesday, noon to 2, just hanging out, me, the sales chicks. It's going to be awesome. If you love hunting, fishing, loving every day, you know that song, come hang with Raymundo. Look for that big-ass boat. Come get some low prices. Plus, win CMA tickets, baby. Bonuses if you join the Army as well. 150 jobs available, baby. See my recruiter friends. I'll be there at Bass Pro Shops.
There he is, Raymundo.
Wait. What is going on?
I really didn't mean to say that one.
You it mean says the big boats?
No, it says big bass boats.
It's so stupid. And then the if you go, you join the army? Like, I'm confused.
The tie-in was tough, dude.
So if you go, you're in the army.
You first of all, you look at all the big A boats you want. You enlist.
You enlist and you get a big A boat. Okay.
I'm there though. Like I'm so curious about hearing that I go to that.
But you don't know where it is. He just said the mall. There's multiple true. Malls.
But he did say, you know where that is.
Yeah, but we don't though.
Okay. Here's my feedback. Your energy's great.
Probably
the best. Like, but you do that better than I even do that. So your energy's great. Lunchbox has a point. We don't know which mall. You need to say which mall.
I know, yep.
I would drop the profanity. I know.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a tongue twister. I just read it real quick.
But if he's going live, that went
that's
out.
That's true.
I was like, I guess it says that. It must be a big boat.
I would drop, and then I wouldn't say sells chicks. I'd say like,
No, you don't need to say the salespeople are there. No one cares about them.
Okay.
They're all about you.
Hanging out with friends. Yeah. Right. I mean, I think that your energy's there.
Okay.
I drop some of the working blue.
Yeah.
I don't know about the army thing. Like, I'm glad you're there doing that. I don't know about, but maybe, hey, if you're out there and you've been thinking about joining the army, some of my recruiting buddies are here.
That would have been a good sentence to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bones, those are all good.
Do you feel like, Amy, anything you want to say to Raymundo from that?
I mean, I liked his energy. I thought it was good, but y'all have already given all the helpful
Do you want to
tips.
Run it, you want to run it back?
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you make notes, Raymundo?
In my head, yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. 3, 2.
What's up? It's Raymundo. I'm going to be at the Bass Pro Shops Opry Mills Mall. Don't get it confused. Today, all the way until Wednesday, noon to 2, come on your lunch break. Don't go back to work. Nobody wants to eat at their desk. I'm going to be there with the Army guys hanging out. If you want to join the Army, they got 150 civilian jobs. That's awesome. Come get a boat, get some bass fishing tips, do it all. We're doing it at the mall. Opry Mills Mall. Raymundo hanging out, trying to have some fun. We can talk, chill, take some pics, do whatever. Raymundo, baby!
There he is. Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's taking the notes and making it better.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I'm into that.
I even like how he said, like, in case you don't know where it is, like, this is where it is.
And he's like, who wants to eat lunch at their desk?
No one.
Because I'm probably about to eat lunch going, well, I don't.
Yeah. Right.
And I've been thinking about the Army.
Yes.
So a civilian job, yeah.
He definitely took the notes right
there.
There he is.
Yes.
Wow. And that's how it's done. That's radio, folks. Right there.
Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, circulating over the weekend, there's leaked footage of Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer from tonight's episode. No word from Jeopardy if it's real or not. In sports, the Warriors won Game 2 of the NBA Finals over the Raptors 109-104. The series is all tied up at 1 now. And finally, YouTube, Snapchat, Uber, and Gmail, they all crashed on Sunday. They're back up and running now.
Bobby Bone, come on. We're going to play Know Your Disney Movie. Listeners like when we do Disney stuff. I'll play you a song from a Disney movie. Just name the movie. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All ready. Right.
For example, if I were to play this, though.
Let it go. Let it go.
Amy, what's that from?
Frozen.
Yeah. Okay. Would you know that Lunchbox Frozen?
Yep.
Have you seen Frozen Lunchbox?
Yes, I have.
Do you like it?
I like the snowman. Olaf or whatever. He is funny.
Olaf. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Oh, that's not the one.
You're not going to really love it.
All right, write your answer down. Here we go. Name the Disney movie.
Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart.
What? Excuse me?
I mean,
stay on now and forever.
I'm in.
Song?
Yeah. Of course.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Lunchbox?
Never heard it. Up.
Up. Oh, up.
Oh, is that not it?
Eddie.
Finding Neverland.
That's a documentary about Michael Jackson and those
dang
kids.
Dang it. I was thinking that's not
that's
Disney.
That's the HBO documentary.
That's the opposite of Disney. My bad.
Not Disney. Not
my bad.
Finding Neverland.
That was a Peter Pan movie.
Nope.
Next. Amy, what do you got?
Amy, what do you have?
Shrek?
No.
Oh.
Tarzan.
Really? Okay.
That's Phil Collins.
Okay. I never saw Tarzan.
You'll be in my heart.
Like, you really know it.
Yeah. I never even seen Tarzan.
In your heart.
Yeah. Okay. This These are a little tougher. Name this.
See the line with the sign to see. It calls me. And no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know.
I'm in.
If I go, there's just no telling how
Amy?
Far I'll go.
Are you in?
I know.
I mean, yeah, I'm in.
Are you not sure?
No, I'm not sure.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox.
Frozen.
No.
just did that one.
Well, I thought it was a trick.
Tarzan.
Sound like the same chick.
Eddie.
Moana.
Yeah. Amy.
Oh, same. I went with Frozen.
Thank you. That was a trick.
I also thought it was a trick. And same person?
It does sound like
it
her.
It sounds exactly like her.
I don't know. Did Idina Menzel sing that Moana song? No.
You might want to check that.
Lunchbox wants us to fact check that. Yep. Let us know who sings that song. Okay, here's this one. Name the Disney movie.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of
possibly
life.
The best Disney song of all time.
Yeah. I agree.
For a prickly.
Okay.
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
Secret Life of Pets.
That's a movie. Good job.
Sorry. Eddie.
Jungle Book.
Yes.
Never seen it.
Amy.
The Jungle Book.
Yes. That one and You Got a Friend in Me. Those are my favorite
Toy
songs.
Story.
You got a friend.
You're not going to use that one, are you? We might have ruined that one.
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
Mike, who sings that Moana song? Her name is Ali Kravalaho.
Okay. Mm.
So not Idina. Right. Okay, let's do one more. Okay, here you go. Name the Disney movie this is from. What's the score, Mike D? We pretty solid here? All right, here we go. Name this.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or
do you know what Disney movie that is?
Yes.
Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
Feel good about that one?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy, if you say Frozen. Lunchbox?
The Ice Age.
Ice Age. No.
Another movie.
So I guess your baby is not watching Disney movies yet?
No, I have never heard any of these songs in my life.
In your life? See, I've heard them all. I've never seen them. Eddie.
You're going to kick yourself on this one, Lunch. Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Why would I kick myself? I've never seen that.
Amy.
That's it. Pocahontas.
Hey, we have a winner here. Eddie, you're the winner.
Boom. Right. Well, I do have a bunch of kids, so.
That's true.
That does help.
I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yeah. You know that one?
Oh, it's easy.
You know it, Lunch?
Sing.
No.
Can your friends do this?
Is this All Dogs Go to Heaven?
It's Aladdin.
Oh.
Can your friends pull this?
Isn't that Robin Williams singing that song?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Eddie, know this one? You're the winner here.
Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me?
It's got to be Beauty and the Beast.
No, Mulan. That's Christina Aguilera, right? Dang. Singing that song, Mike D? It's not? Oh.
Good thing these weren't part of the game.
Does Christina Aguilera sing Reflection from Mulan? I think maybe she does. We'll get an answer here.
Who is that?
Maybe not. What do we know? I haven't seen any of them. It is her?
Well, she definitely sings it. I don't know if that's her in it, but she sings it.
Oh, okay. So she sings it outside of the
movie. She covers it.
In her sets.
Cool.
Here's a song I'm going to cover tonight. Eddie, congratulations.
Thanks, Mo.
All you do is win.
Yeah, baby.
The Bobby Bones Show. Amy, you ever got to a fight with your husband and in order to kind of make up to you, he buys you a gift?
No. Does that work for some people? I've got no gifts.
Like maybe even flowers. Like, I'm sorry, here's some flowers.
No, because he knows I don't really like flowers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here's some kale.
Why? What? What's happening? Is this like a thing? Because well, I mean, you can make it a thing.
No, I was reading a story about this guy. So he bought his girlfriend a square mile of ocean as a present. He paid $99,000 for it. So a woman, and she logs in, and she has the usage rights to a square mile of open ocean. It's located off the east coast of the northeast China. It belonged to a fish farming company, but now she gets to be the president of it, of this open.
Wow.
But her boyfriend, who's obviously rich, bought it for her as a I'm sorry gift.
Wow. So she rules those waters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the president of whatever this open That's ocean cool. is. Yeah, but I wonder what the lines are on the ocean. Like yeah. who borders and who can sell what.
Probably a little blurred too. Like how do you know where it ends and starts?
And I guess you don't really own the water.
Just the land.
You ever mess up, Eddie, and have to buy your wife a present?
Yeah. Sure, yes.
Go but ahead. What do you buy? Like what's the mess up present?
Oh, just stuff she likes. Like she likes Twizzlers and stuff, and like I'll just, you know, buy stuff that I know she personally likes, a Starbucks gift card, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know I kind of ruined your week with this here.
Oh.
Lunchbox, you ever get in a fight with your wife and you have to buy her something?
No. Are you kidding me? My wife forgives me like that. She doesn't want to be in the doghouse for long.
So if she gets mad at you, she doesn't want you mad at her for being mad at you.
Right. So she'll come home and be like, I'm so sorry. I don't want to fight. Hey, it's all good. We're good. Don't worry about it. Like, I never buy her anything unless it's anniversary or birthday.
You don't ever do like just sweet things for no reason?
No. I mean, I take her to dinner. That's pretty sweet. I fill up her car with gas every once in a while.
That's a good gesture.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a solid gesture. Props to me.
All right. Okay. Hope everybody's good here on Monday. I think today we'll do Today in Country Music. It's a good one.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Amy, I'd like to tell you a story.
Okay.
An eighth grader got his report card. And he scored an A in English, but only a C in music. And his music teacher said, hey, I don't really think you have an aptitude for singing. And this is in the eighth grade. So after receiving a C in his eighth grade music class, this artist went and took his guitar to school. He's like, come on, let me just play a song for you. Maybe I can boost it up and get a B. And so he takes his guitar to school, and he plays this song right here.
Keep him calm.
This song's from 1947. It's an old school song. This is the song he takes and he plays it in class. It's called Keep Them Cold, Icy Fingers Off Me. The teacher remained unimpressed, didn't give him a bump in the grade.
But this isn't the artist?
No. What artist do you think it was that went to class and played that and tried to get up from that C? Any guesses, Amy?
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. That's a quality guess. Lunchbox.
George Strait.
Oh, George Strait.
It's a good guess.
Good guess. Eddie?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. No, I'm sorry. This all happened on this day in 1949. The artist was Elvis Presley. There you go. We can't go
on. Wow.
Said Elvis, not for you, bud.
Suspicious. Big loser.
With suspicious other grades included C's in speech, an F in typing, and B's and C's in woodshop. But that was one of his first performances.
But look at Elvis not letting that get to him.
Mm-hmm. He even tried to be like, teacher, let me play you a song. Let me get that letter bump for him. Thank you, pardon, mama.
Thank you very much.
Can I get that honor roll, please? All right. Amy's laughing, not at what we're doing, that we think we're so funny.
Right.
We could just sit and do Elvis impressions to each other all day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what we're doing all this week are historical Tell Me Something Goods. We start by saying what year it happened, and then we get into the story. It's our most popular segment, and kind of putting a little flair on it this week.
Tell me something good.
The historical edition.
The year was 1863. 20-year-old Robert Lincoln, the son of Abraham Lincoln, hopped off a train. It was extremely crowded, and so he was going to be polite to people walking across the platform, so he kind of took a step back. And that's when the train started moving, and it grabbed his shirt, and it pulled him down into the hole where the trains go, right? And so another train's coming, and a stranger reaches down and grabs him and rips him up back on the platform last minute and saves his life.
Whoa.
That stranger, his name was Edwin Booth.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No way.
Edwin Booth, who was the brother of John Wilkes Booth, who ended up killing Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Oh, wow.
This happened before assassination or after assassination?
This happened before assassination.
Whoa, this is crazy.
So this random stranger saves Abe Lincoln's son, and that random stranger ended up being the brother of the guy who ended up killing Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Isn't that wild?
Wild.
I mean, the tell me something, the good part of it is that
he saved him.
He saved his life. Like, he reached down and did one of those things where you jump down and pull someone out of the train hall. There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Dang.
Historical edition.
Wow.
Did you like that?
That's so good.
Yeah, good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A 59-year-old man broke into a salon overnight, stole the whole cash register, and he heard the police coming. He's like, I gotta go hide. So he goes down the street and hides behind a building. Cops get there, and they're like, man, there's loose change. They followed change. It had fallen out of the cash register, and they found him hiding behind the building, holding
That's
the cash
funny.
Register.
That's like a trail. Guy left a trail of loose change. That would happen to me. That's something that would happen. If I finally decided to rob a store, Amy, that's what would happen to me.
Totally.
And like drop things the whole way. All right, there you have it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
It is now time for Amy versus Lunchbox. I'll ask Amy three dude questions. I'll ask Lunchbox three lady questions, and we'll see how they do in the old challenge here. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Question number one. What number did Michael Jordan wear?
23.
Oh, wow. You get to read a second time. There we go. Wow. Good for you. Amy, a drink made by dropping a shot of Irish cream and whiskey into a glass of stout is known as what?
Irish car bomb?
Well, let me read it again here. Here we go. A drink made by dropping a shot of Irish cream and whiskey into a glass of stout is known as what? Go ahead.
An Irish car bomb?
That's correct. I would have never known that in a million years.
I mean, I don't even know how. The Irish is the only way I knew it.
Guys, those are really good.
Irish car bombs?
Yeah.
You drink Irish car bombs, Lunchbox, ever?
Yeah, back in the day, used to crush them. St. Patty's Day, that's what you do.
What is it? How do you crush something?
You just dominate it. You drink
Throw
it real
back.
Quick. Yeah, I mean,
like
you crush.
One of them or like multiple?
Oh, multiple. I mean, that was the thing to do.
Would you do an Irish car bomb now?
Oh, I don't know. I may be too old for that.
What's the things where you light them on fire? Is that an Irish car bomb?
No, it's a Flamin' Dr. Pepper.
Oh my gosh, Flamin' Dr. Peppers. Let me tell you, at my cousin's wedding, her dad's friend, he was 80 years old, Norm. He was crushing Flamin' Dr. Peppers. Two hearing aids in, and he was crushing them.
Wait, so what's a Flamin' Dr. Pepper?
How do you make a Flamin' Dr. Pepper?
It's a Bacardi 151. It's like really potent liquor. And then you light it on fire. It's a shot.
And you drop
and
it
in. And it's amaretto or something in there. And you drop it in your drink and take
it down.
Drop
it in a Dr. Pepper?
Throw it back.
No, it's, there's no Dr. Pepper involved. It just tastes like a Dr. Pepper. Huh. It's really weird.
All right. Amy, last question.
Yep.
Where would I find a head gasket?
A head gasket. The head gasket in the car?
I need you to be more specific.
Under the hood of the car.
I need you to be more specific.
In the engine?
Your answer is?
The engine?
Mike D? That's correct.
What?
The answer I have written here is car engine. That is right.
Oh, wow. That was a guess. Did I just go 3 for 3?
You did go 3 for 3. Let's
okay,
go over to Lunchbox.
Happens.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
In the bra sizes.
Yeah, double D.
Well, we're not quite there. Right. 36C, right?
Yeah.
The 36 is the measurement of what part of the bra? Like, as you measure 36C, the number 36 measures what part of the bra?
The back, how you go around, the inches.
What do you think about that, Mike? Did you accept that? Yeah, we'll accept that. The band is actually the answer, but we'll accept back in inches, right? Okay, 36 is the band. All right, there you go.
I didn't know it's called a band. I just know the cup. Never called the band.
What American leatherware designer is famous for wallets and purses with the interlocking C? You've seen the C's that are like backward and they like lock. Very famous brand.
I've never bought anything leather in my life.
The interlocking C.
I thought Chanel was a makeup. Charmin Charlie, is that a thing?
Is that a thing, Amy?
Charmin Charlie is a thing.
Okay. What American leatherware designer is famous for wallets and purses with an interlocking C design?
Brighton.
Wait, walk me through this. The C, but you picked something that does have a C in it.
The interlocking C.
I'm going to go
Zebraware.
Louis Vuitton.
No, the answer is Coach.
Wait, I can talk.
You went 3 for 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll give Lunchbox one more, his other one. What's the name of Kim and Kanye's new baby? They have a new baby. What's the name of Kim and Kanye's baby?
Virginia.
Virginia West.
It's not a bad name.
It actually is a pretty good name.
It's not a bad name.
No, it's Psalm, which I thought's a pretty cool name.
That's cool.
Yeah, Psalm West. There you go. Amy. Amy,
yeah.
You are the winner.
Man.
What? You're up 5-2.
I was going to say, now I'm Googling Coach, because I was going to say Coco Chanel for the interlocking C. Mm-hmm.
Or, what was the one Lunchbox said?
Brighton.
Brighton. There she
goes. What's Brighton, though? Is that a thing?
Yeah. They do belts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrangler. All right. There you go. Amy, you win. You're up 5-2 in this season of Amy versus Lunchbox. There you have it, everyone. There's a big winner. Amy, there she is. Da 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 da. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Let me also say a big hello, and we're thinking about you to everybody in Virginia Beach and everybody over there. There was a mass shooting. I know you were gone, Amy. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
And you know what's the wild part is there have been so many shootings over the past few years that the news just goes, okay, there's that, and on to the next thing. There are so many shootings now that the news doesn't even pay attention to them anymore. And it's not anyone's fault. It's obviously the shooter's fault. But, I mean, the news isn't not trying to talk about it. It's just it's the news all the time.
Right.
There's always somebody shooting somebody. So the news is like, well, this is just another story. Let's move on to the next. And I hate to see that happen. And so, but all of our thoughts here to all of our friends, because we're so close with everybody in Virginia Beach and Norfolk. And just that's just our area. Like, we love it over there. So, yeah, thinking about you guys. Was thinking about you this weekend.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So it's kind of an end of an era for Apple. Well, iTunes at least. So if you use that, it's like going to be no longer. Apple is finally ready to kind of move things along, and they're creating a trio of new apps for the Mac, which would be music, then TV, then podcast to replace iTunes.
Yeah, so on iTunes now, you can get your TV shows, which I do. I'll download shows for the trip. And in the same app or program on my computer, mm-hmm. You get music or so, yes,
or podcasts.
Now you can still get them all and you can still download them all separately, but they're all just going to be different apps on your phone or computer.
Yep. Okay, so by the end of the school year, parents will have said hurry up nearly 540 times.
Do you have to do that with your kids?
Yes. I just say, I don't like when I have to repeat myself, especially when it's time to go to bed. Like, hey guys, I said it was time to go to bed. Let's go to bed. Like I said, get up. And over half of parents surveyed admitted to bribing their kids to keep them on track. Guilty.
Do you bribe your kids?
I mean, I have before, yes. I feel like that's a normal parent thing. Or you've just said things that maybe you're not proud of later. You're like, oh, why did I say that? But when they're not listening and they're like not doing what you say, you'll almost try anything. But yeah, especially if you have to get out the door to go somewhere. So school, hurry up 540 times.
I would say I have to say that to you a lot, though. Hurry up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. To go where?
Anywhere. To do anything. Yes. All right, what else?
Okay. I guess they're getting it from me. So there's this place in San Francisco, and it's kind of crazy. You're going to be able to drink with rats. Yeah, like it's a bar, and you're going to hang out, and they're going to have rats crawling over you. It's like the San Francisco dungeon in Fisherman's Wharf, and they're launching this whole immersive experience in case you've been wanting to ever drink with rats. And they're offering a special drink called a Amaretto Sour.
What? Isn't that a normal drink?
Amaretto.
Oh, Amaretto.
Oh, rat-to.
Amaretto.
The rats don't actually crawl all over your body.
They're hanging out in there.
They're
just
all the tables, but and they're running around.
They could crawl all over you. They have free reign. I don't even know how this is, like, approved by the health department. But, I mean, I guess if people are paying and they're willing to know. But this, what they would allow the health Department of Public Health is allowing this.
The Health Department of Public Health is doing this?
Long name.
Oh, there you go.
It's going on in San Francisco in the month of June if you want to check it out. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There you go. I was thinking of that video where I think the kid jumps off the building and the guy doesn't know really that he can catch with his arms because the kid's falling so far down that he takes his body and just kind of puts it under the kid and the kid hits him. And the guy falls, obviously, but he stopped that kid from falling all the way to the ground. I would compare it to dropping your cell phone and taking your foot and just darting your foot out there. It still hits your foot and it kind of hurts, and your phone still hits the ground, but both take away from each other. And so this kind of happened at a jail where this one dude's like, I'm done. He walked down on a ledge and just jumping off.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I'm done. Done with life. And this other inmate prisoner sees it happening and it has a cart for laundry and runs as fast as he can and throws the cart underneath him and he lands in the cart.
Whoa.
Yeah, here's a clip of this is the prisoner who saves another guy.
I was very, very shocked when he actually jumped. And my natural reaction was to catch the guy. So I ran over, I grabbed the bin. I just was like, man, please don't do it. You know, I think that there's a hero in everybody.
We're not all bad in here. Some of us have good hearts.
So he caught him in the basket. The guy was trying not to be caught.
Wow.
And people have jumped off that before in that prison. We were out, and Eddie and I did a comedy music show in Biloxi, the Raging Idiots. And we're on stage, and one of the guys goes, hey, you're about Kenny Rogers, about to die. And I was like, what? I know Kenny isn't 25 anymore, but I was like, what do you mean about to die? And he goes, oh, yeah. So I started Googling it on my phone. But here, Kenny Rogers being treated for dehydration and, quote, plans on sticking around for years.
You got to know.
Forgets tabloids, Kenny Rogers not near death. He went to the hospital, was treated for dehydration, is still there doing physical therapy. His reps say he's fine, and he does plan on sticking around. There was some wild misinformation out.
Okay.
And it got all the way to Doug, our stage guy, who didn't even know. And Doug's like, Kenny Rogers about to die. And I'm like, what? Kenny's 80 years old, and he did cancel dates on his farewell tour because of health challenges. But he's also 80.
Yeah. Yeah, he's up there.
And he's
yeah.
on tour.
Yeah.
He's working.
Yeah. Well, he canceled the dates on tour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that.
Tell me something good.
The Historical Edition.
Lunchbox.
The year is 2000. There's a grass fire that spreads and it catches a home on fire. Someone driving by pulls up to the house and starts banging on the door. And a 14-year-old boy answers the door and says, and the guy says, get out! Fire! Fire! Goes and gets his 10-year-old brother and drives him to safety. And who was driving that truck?
Who?
This guy by the name of Mr. Garth Brooks.
What? Wow. Who knew that?
Couldn't the play standing outside the fire?
Another love. No, I didn't.
I
just had a Garth clip up. I didn't know who the answer
that
was.
That is crazy.
So in the year 2000, Garth Brooks saves kids from a house fire?
Yeah, a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. They were home alone when a grass fire spread, caught the house on fire. They didn't know. And Garth came to the save today, and they said they didn't even recognize Garth.
He didn't have his guitar on and his star shirt.
Microphone?
Yeah. Wow. This, tell me something good, Historical Edition's good. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
Waiting by the window.
That's what it's all about right there.
Into the drive.
Oh, so it's this.
Mm. She rushes out to hold him.
Thankful he's alive.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Gonna head over to Morgan number two now. Catch up on that skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett's wife, Lauren, celebrated the release of Thomas's new album by posting a throwback of him performing at one of his high school performances on Instagram. He's just sitting on a bar stool on stage singing a Brad Paisley song.
Yeah? What
so
Brad
cute.
Paisley song, though? Mud on the Tires?
Ooh. I'm gonna miss her.
Oh, Ticks.
Oh, I like
That'd
Ticks.
That'd be a good one. All right, what else?
And then, according to Billboard, Eric Church brought in over $52 million on his Double Down tour for the first leg, and his second leg kicks off June 28th in Washington.
Because he's not paying the opener and making a lot on T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, just a lot of people are showing up. That's what it is. All right, what else?
Mara Morris surprised one of her crowds with Niall Horan. He came out with a guitar, and they performed their song, Seeing Blind.
That's the dude from One Direction, right?
Yeah.
If he comes out, I want him to do Because you just know you're beautiful. What's that song?
You don't know you're beautiful.
Yeah, do some One Direction.
That's the jam.
That's the jam. All right, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy, the phones are back up again. We got them fixed. They had to call someone then, but they fixed them like crazy. So, we're back up and running. 877-77-BOBBY, if you want to call us. 877-77-BOBBY. Love to talk to you.
The Morning Corny.
I was arrested for stealing cooking utensils.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
But it was worth the whisk.
Like whisk. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And she's doing a motion with her hand to try to sell it to me. I got it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Your weekend was good, huh?
Yeah, it was really good.
I'm assuming it was. I watched it on Insta Story.
Yeah, taking Stashier around New York for the first time was super cool.
Amy went to New York for Thursday night of last week for Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
And then she just stayed up there. I mean, and the company paid for you to fly up there.
I know. And we were already going to go anyway. And then when that happened, I was like, oh, well, this is the perfect weekend to go.
Yeah. So the company flies her up.
Awesome.
She's got to go do an event up there for work anyway.
Wow.
And she just stayed and took her daughter. And it was the first time she had seen New York, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and it was crazy. And I made sure she knew. I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I did not get to do things like this. So don't get it twisted, you know?
What does she think about how crazy the city is?
I mean, she thought it was, I mean, she was like, look around. But honestly, when we were going down Times Square, she goes, this kind of reminds me of Haiti. Not all the lights and the tall buildings, but there's people on the streets selling food and their traffic is crazy and people are driving nuts and there's tons of honking. She's like, this is like Haiti.
That's crazy.
Because at the orphanage, that's what it sounded. They didn't ever go outside that much, but it sounded like cars and honking and traffic.
You guys had fun?
And food. Yeah, we had so much fun. Took her to see Wicked, and that was amazing. And then we had a hookup to go back there. And the girl that plays Glinda the Good Witch right now, she's from Nashville. And she was like the kindest, most...
Well, like, she's Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah. I know, but I mean, you never know.
What if she walks back there? Like,
we did get to meet Elphaba in the hallway. So the bat, sort of the bad witch, the green.
Elphaba's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay. Yeah.
Who turns into that in that play.
But she had all her green. She was already showered and everything. And so she's like, I'm Elphaba. My daughter was like, or Stashier was like, how do you get the green? And she's like, oh, I have to scrub it all off. But they paint her every day. They did that show every single day, which is crazy. But I mean, that was amazing because it was so special and got to dance on the Broadway stage because we were back there and walk the streets and shop and do all the things. So, yeah, fun. What about you?
Eddie and I did a Raging Idiot show in Biloxi on Friday night. It was the first one. So, and our show is different this time. It's not just music. We're doing comedy and music, and it's just kind of it. So it was the first time we had practiced a lot of our new numbers, even some stuff, songs we've never played on the radio before. So we did that, and that was fun. And then Saturday, I went to watch John Wick 3, finally.
Ooh, how was it?
Well, don't go for any sort of dialogue.
Well, obviously. John Wick 1, he didn't talk.
A little bit, but not much. I loved it because I love John Wick 1 and 2, and I know what it is. It's just a movie where they're fighting the whole time. And they found some new ways to kill people. It's crazy. So I went to watch John Wick 3, and then I watched a lot of that David Letterman series on Netflix. He has season 2 of his show, which is... he interviews people. And it was really good. The Ellen one was fantastic. The Kanye one was really good because they start talking about mental health a lot. And you know Kanye put on a bunch of that weight because of the medication he's on?
No, I didn't know that.
And you learn a lot about his mental health and about the church service he does every Sunday with music. It's pretty good. The Kanye one was good. I watched the Tiffany Haddish one. I didn't think that was that good. But I watched a lot of that series.
Oh, now I'm interested to watch the Ellen and Kanye one.
Yeah, they're good. It's called My Neck Needs No Introduction. Is that what it's called? My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. So I did that. When we were in Biloxi, I met the guy who has me tattooed on his body.
Oh, I saw you post that. Mm-hmm.
If you go to my Instagram page, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see the tattoo. It's not of my name. It's of my face.
Mm-hmm. In your autograph.
Yeah. And you know what? That tattoo is pretty good. It's always weird when you draw humans because whoever drew that tattoo, like shout out because you drew me pretty good. But yeah, he has it all up on the inside of his forearm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought him up on stage and showed the crowd. And they were shocked, too, that somebody had me tattooed on them. I'm not going to lie. So, and
hung out with them a little bit and then saw him again after the show. Because obviously, you know, he listens to the show and, you know, it feels like he's one of us, which is awesome. He's got me tattooed on his body. That picture, if you want to see it again.
That's so crazy.
It's on
it's
my
crazy.
Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It is my face and glasses and head, and he has me tattooed on his arm. So I did that. But it was good.
I heard y'all's show was good. Did y'all like it? Did you feel good about it?
Oh, yeah. Your husband came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said it was funny.
Well, it was our first time to do a lot of the. We're doing very different things. It's kind of like a musical at points.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never done anything like that. So it was our first time. We were a little bit nervous to go out and try some of this new type stuff on the Raging Idiot show. But yeah, I felt it was pretty good. And then we have like a month and a half before we start, and we go to Denver and Chicago. So we'll get it nice and crafted.
Fine-tuning it.
Just a lot of fine-tuning, right? Okay. A couple more new songs. By the way, if you're in Denver or Chicago, come to the show. Tickets at RagingIdiots.com. That's our comedy music group, RagingIdiots.com. But it was a good run. It was a good weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like it was long.
Should we announce the weekend?
Yeah.
What planet are you on?
I don't know. I thought short. It was awesome. Was like, oh, man. Really? Because normally
you were gone Thursday.
You were.
But we worked on Friday.
Yeah, but you were in New York working.
Still
you're on vacation.
So it was still kind of like vacation.
Okay, still
and
work,
I remember,
but...
And I remember how good you were on the air that day. You were definitely vacation.
Oh, stop. Rude. Okay.
All right, let's go to the tote board. There it is. This new tote board we've installed in the room we're looking at right now. And all the numbers are moving around. Look at this. Wait till you guys see this on Instagram. This tote board is crazy. Wow, it's crazy.
Look at this.
Yeah. So we have this new tote board up here. We have a studio audience in here clapping.
Yeah,
too.
Thank
you, guys.
Thanks for being here today.
Just to reset, last week on Friday, we put up our Pimp and Joy line, which Pimp and Joy is a message that's all about finding joy within yourself and for others. And we don't take any money from this. This is completely for causes. And our cause this time was for Army Specialist Scotty West, who lives in Fayetteville, Arkansas, who went to Iraq. He was serving an IED hit, and he lost both his legs. And he's been renting a house. He has a baby and a kid that's a little bit older. And we said, what if we built him a house? Like, that's a hero. We should do things for our heroes, like build them a house. And it's ADA certified, which means he's able to get around. And so we said, our goal, what was our goal, Amy, when we first started off?
Oh, I think we set our goal at $50,000.
$50,000 was our goal.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know, man. It's a lot. Because that's a lot of money. And we thought if we put $50,000 in, we can get that house going.
Right.
And I got to tell you, the number's not $50,000.
Uh-oh.
I know. Let's open the tote board back up. The new number from you that listen to the show and give out the new number for Army Specialist Scott West is...
$156,000.
Wow! Come on.
I mean, like, blown away, like speechless. You showed up. Like, people bought the goods and they wanted to support Scott, which is amazing.
The thing is, you always show up.
Yeah.
Whenever we go,
you do.
Hey, somebody needs help. That's what the B team is all about. It's just about showing up for others. And we could sit and do a whole show of how appreciative we are. I don't even think you, who listen to the show, want us to do that. I think you want us to acknowledge it and go on about our day just, you know, entertaining you. Because, again, you're not for the glory either. So we just appreciate you. We won't take a second to say that. And you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. And, you know, the whole message of this show is, you know, what can we do for others? Because I think a lot of listeners are like myself, in that we had some help growing up. We needed help growing up, and so now we like to give the help back to others because we now can a bit. And so for everyone who has helped out in this cause, or maybe you weren't involved in this one, but you've been in a past one, or maybe you want to get in another one. Can't always afford jump in everything. But for those that did and can, like, we appreciate you so much. It's why this show exists. And you give us a platform to do things like this. It is not taken lightly. So... $156,000. You got in your mind. And I'm only keeping $80,000. I'll just be honest with you. Now, all of it goes. And, like, we're literally going to build a hero a house.
Yeah. So, huge response.
A dumb radio show. A bunch of doofuses. And a bunch of listeners who probably, as they grew up, weren't the most socially accepted people. Listen, we're all the same here. We're a big old team. We're not the cool people. We're not the cool kids. We never were the cool kids. And for us to be able to join together and do something awesome for other people... Yeah, all the popular kids in high school can stick that up there. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Cookie.
Cookie.
So, yeah, you'll start getting your Pimp and Joy stuff in the mail soon. And so our hope is that when you do, when you wear it, like, just smile so big. And if you're having one of those days, maybe you throw it on and it reminds you to choose joy for yourself. But then also look down at it and be like, this went towards Scotty's house.
Yeah. And we'll update you on the pictures. I'll say this. I'll give you an update. Mm-hmm. We raise money for service dogs for some of our military that come back.
Yeah.
And these dogs, by the way, who knew that a service dog costs $20,000 each?
Well, yes. It's very intense training.
And so what happens, members of our military come back and they need these dogs for not only physical reasons, but
there's PTSD, there's like brain injuries.
And so we go, let's buy as many dogs as we can. This is the last Pimp and Joy that we did. And the Bobby dog just graduated.
Yeah.
The one named Bobby after me just graduated and is now going to go and, because it takes a while. It takes a while to train them to. So I'm just so appreciative. And I said I wasn't going to do a whole show on it, but I've now started to do a whole show on it. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop.
We should post, I'll send it to Morgan number two. We should post a picture of the Bobby dog online.
I'm so grateful and proud of, like, that's what I'm most proud about. Not all the accolade-y type stuff. But I'm most proud of when we can do things like this together, because it's not just this room. It's everybody who's a part of the show. So I hope you feel like you're a part of it if you're out there listening, because we feel like you're a part of us. That being said, I will move on, Amy.
Okay.
I will move on. But I will say this. Now I'm like, I'm done. I'm moving on. That's like I just said, I'm
moving
on.
But I mean, people are awesome.
Yes. With no training, this woman worked as a nurse for 20 years. I think I had her a few times.
Wow. And
that's not good.
I know, because they got to, like, stick needles and things. With no training for 20 years, she worked as a nurse. The fired employee used license number of someone else with the same name. She had no training, no certification. She worked as a nurse for 20 years before being caught and fired. She worked in several different departments in the hospital, including surgery. Oh. What do? YouTube stuff? Start to catch up?
I mean, maybe. Watch Grey's Anatomy.
An employee of the regional health board became suspicious when the woman tried to sign up for training earlier this spring. The license number she used was showing a different place of employment. And so she was doing all the things that nurses do and just learning as she went.
So crazy.
And watching other nurses do it first, and then she would do it. Needles. Needles.
I know. Well, Bobby, she watched another nurse do it first.
True.
So. And then she's just like going in. And then, you know, you get a couple under your belt. You're fine.
Those nurses are saints, man.
Oh, they are for sure. I'm so impressed with them. I mean, they're basically a doctor. Like, so
they're not basically a doctor, because I'm not trying to get doctors.
I know. Everybody's doctors are amazing too, but nurses, shout out. No, the doctor would come in and then the nurse will be like, she'll be like telling him everything that's going on. And then he'll be like, okay, so what do you think? And then she'll give her opinion. And I was like, oh, I love this respect thing that's happening around with doctors and nurses. Like, it was awesome.
I'm not saying anyone's basically anything. I'm saying they both do their own jobs.
Oh, well, I'll say it.
They're wonderful at what they do. And doctors are...
went through more school.
Doctors are like angels.
Yeah.
And I believe them all. Mm-hmm. Doctors and Uber drivers. I just trust you. I just get in. I get in the room or I get in the car. Just know I'm going to get where I'm supposed to get.
Yeah.
Doctors and Uber drivers. Costco was selling an engagement ring for $420,000. And everybody goes, Costco sells wedding rings and engagement rings? They do, and someone bought this one that cost $420,000.
What?
It's a 10-carat diamond engagement ring that cost $420,000.
Wow.
At some point in the first 3 months of the year, someone bought this ring, almost $500,000.
So, I mean, I would assume it's probably worth way more if you're somewhere else, because at Costco, you're supposed to get a deal, right? That's a deal. Like, that's a deal.
If it's one ring, though, I wonder if you're getting it wholesale. If it were like a ring that weighed 500 pounds,
right,
I would think you were getting it cheaper.
In bulk.
Or like how many did you say?
Rings.
That is
correct.
Bulk.
Well, that's
how many carats?
10 carats.
Yeah, that's bulk. That's like a big, you're getting like all the carats.
It was such a big purchase, it helped Costco's entire financial quarter.
Oh my gosh.
Their first quarter sales were up $5.6 million, and they specifically mentioned that one ring that made an impact.
Wow.
But then, you know, there's some girls might be like, oh, he got my ring at Costco.
He just paid $400,000 for your ring.
She would probably, if she's a girl that cares about that, she would have to like have a, you know, like an asterisk. He got it at Costco, but it was $419,000.
I'm looking at all the Costco rings right now that Mike D pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
There's one for $419,000. It's a round, brilliant 10 carat. Next to it is one for $139,000.
Oh, my gosh.
An emerald cut. And you're talking about a lot of things I don't know. There's one for $121,000, one for $119,000. Wow. Look at those rings.
So they carry...
There's four over $100,000 at Costco.
Guys, Costco has everything.
I would I wouldn't even... But see, like, looking at that, I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the $119,000 one. It sort of looks like my ring maybe a little bit, and I can't even tell the difference. Mine definitely was not that much, by the way. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, you can't even tell the difference between
Though, I bet if you look at it, it's different. Right. Between that
with a magnifying glass
and the, you know,
color cut and clarity,
the bucket of mustard right next to it,
all the pretzels.
It's like the
500 pretzel sticks.
It's like you're walking next to them. You got 11 sweaters
and the tub
and
of Nutella.
So I saw that.
Wow.
This alligator story. This aggressive alligator broke into a Florida home. And this woman in Clearwater, Florida, shout out Clearwater, it broke through a window. She thought it was an intruder first. She thought it was like somebody robbing her house at first. It ended up being an alligator. She woke up to noises in her kitchen around 3 a.m., and it was an alligator.
I have a gigantic alligator who came in through my garage and is sitting in my kitchen, a huge one.
I'm sorry, is it in your house?
Yes.
Okay, you said
it's huge.
It's in your kitchen?
Yes.
I was watching John Wick 3, and there's a preview for a movie. Anyone seen the preview for the alligator movie?
No.
No.
So I think it's in New Orleans, and there's a huge flood, and everybody can't get out in time, but there's this one massive alligator.
Yes.
Who's just, like, wreaking havoc and just eating people. And at first, Mike, you see the alligator movie?
It's called Crawl?
It's Crawl.
Oh, man.
And at first, you're like, this looks dumb. But then it's basically Jaws.
But the alligator version?
In New Orleans.
Something.
This alligator's hardcore. He takes no prisoners. He's not like this alligator who comes in to get a sandwich, you know? This alligator means business. So it's called Crawl. I watched that. These movie theaters now, I go and watch. And I've been to two movies now in the past 2 months, which is way over my limit. I don't like theaters. Now it's basically just you go in and you get on your phone and you text and there's also a movie going on. Like it's people just having fun on their phones talking to their friends.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, there's
not
also...
Not you.
Everybody but me.
Okay. Really?
This is every movie theater now. Okay, everybody, come in. Here's a playroom for everyone. Get on your phones, tweet, text, Instagram, talk to your friends. But by the way, there'll also be a movie showing.
Wow.
It's now a by-the-way thing. Because I'm sitting there, and this movie theater has pretty comfortable seats. A lot of lines of feet up.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. And I'm like, let me watch this at John Wick 3. But everybody around me is just jibber-jabbering. On their phones.
No respect for
texting.
The movie.
Back in my day.
Can't do that.
You would get shh for talking. And someone would be, hey, put your phone down if you had your phone up. But people don't care anymore. It's just accepted. I have to just accept it now. I can't get angry when people talk and
it's the culture.
Text. It's just the culture now.
They didn't run that little thing at the beginning that says don't use your phones and don't talk.
I couldn't hear it because everybody was talking on their phones.
That's the part where you can still talk.
That's the problem right there.
And that is, now I'm okay with that.
Right.
During previews, you can throw paper wads.
Yeah.
Get up and dance.
Food fight.
I mean, put your phone and turn the volume all the way up. Put it on speaker. Talk to your cousin on speaker if you want to. But whenever the lights go down, then it's time for you to shh. But they don't anymore.
Don't y'all think also, too, during the loud parts of movies is when you, like, eat the popcorn or you wrestle with the bag or you make lots of noise?
Back
because sometimes
day.
It's, like, quiet and it's like...
Yeah. That's when we would open the can that we snuck in.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's when you pull out the turkey dinner from your bag.
Right.
Wait till it's, like, a louder scene, not when it's, like, a really quiet moment.
I don't buy stuff at the movies. There's no way I'm paying. First of all, I don't eat that much candy anyway. Love candy, but just won't. But that's the one time when I would. I'm not going to pay $6.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's probably more than that.
No, I looked at Milk Duds. They were $6.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I ended up, I was going to get a water, but luckily I had poured some water in my pocket.
So you had that
so
for later.
Good to go.
I would just wring it out during the movie into my palm and lick it. But yeah, it's just the culture now as you go to a movie and you just experience normal human activity while there's a movie showing. And it's so annoying. Let's just keep the lights on because then the phones wouldn't pop out like little sunballs in the middle of the theater.
Yeah.
Like, just keep the lights on.
No. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, as soon as the phone goes on, everyone's looking at it. Like, the light's so
bright.
Yeah, but
I don't want to watch a movie with the lights on.
Phone, everybody's head goes.
Exactly.
Right to it. Mm. So, but I did enjoy the movie. And there are lots of people. There's lots of fighting in that, man. I saw John Wick 3. I give it. What's the maximum amount of stars anymore?
Five. Well, we've been doing five.
What you think it was?
Well, sometimes they say four from a four star.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, around here, we've been saying like.
So five is our.
Yeah, yeah. Five is ours.
I give it 4.5 stabs out of five.
Ooh, stabs. Good one. Stabs. That's good.
John Wick 3.
Is that what he does?
He stabs a lot.
Oh, it's a lot of stabbing.
4.5, that's high.
Well, like, it is what it is. Like, if you know what you're going into.
But I mean, he is your favorite actor ever.
He's America's most beloved actor. Mm-hmm. I was reading a story about him, you know, being lonely. We talked about it. And he's like, I don't really have anyone right now. I'm just like, me either, Keanu.
Hit him up in DMs.
Yeah. You said you'd DM anybody.
I will DM anybody. Go. It doesn't matter. I DM'd a girl. Whatever.
No, whoa.
No, you can't just nonchalantly bring that up.
What happens is I just react to things, and then I go, probably not the best story right now. I DM'd this girl in town. Friend was like, hey, she's cool, and I DM'd her. And then I got one message back, and then I DM'd, followed up to my DM. And then she never responded, ever.
What?
I just got DM ghosted.
I don't understand that.
What do you not understand? Because I don't either. But tell me.
I don't understand all these fishing lines you're throwing out, and then they don't respond.
Nothing.
That's so weird to me.
I'm just over here with bobbers floating everywhere.
Huh.
I did talk to Arkansas Keith yesterday. Speaking of bobbers.
Oh, how is he?
He sent me like 100 pictures of him fishing. He's like, walleye are great right now. You want to see pictures?
Catching walleye in Arkansas?
Well, and he's like, because I'm gonna go up in July and go fishing with them. There's one.
Cool.
He's just popping tons of pictures.
Wow. Lots of fish.
And so he's like, come up, we'll catch some striper. So I'm going to go up in July, I think, and spend a couple days up there. Because I just haven't been up there fishing a while. So talked to him a little bit over the weekend. Mike D saw The Favorite. Remember that movie that's winning all the awards?
Favorite. Well, because it was spelled like that, right?
But isn't that just the English way to spell it?
Yeah.
It's called The Favorite, right?
Yeah.
Mike D, what did you think of The Favorite, the movie?
I thought I was going to hate it, but it's actually pretty good. And it's loosely based on a true story.
Loosely.
Loosely.
All right. But what do you give it?
3 out of 5 crowns.
Now, The Crown, is it coming back?
Yeah, it should be coming back. Hopefully soon. What was Handmaid's Tale and
this week?
Big Little Lies.
Black Mirror comes back tomorrow too.
Oh, so much. Yeah, and then tomorrow, when is The Crown?
Oh yeah, all these shows are coming back. I'm not done with Killing Eve yet. I'm still on the second season of that. But I've been able to watch some stuff. I told you I watched the David Letterman. The Ellen one's great. You'll love that one. And then the Kanye West one's really good. You would like that one too. Kanye's funny. I've never not liked Kanye. When people hate on Kanye, for whatever, I've always been like, and I've said this for years, you can't expect crazy things from people, like crazy good artistic things from people, but not expect them to also be crazy. And he addresses that in this. You can't I want something that's different, that's so different from anything else, musically, artistic, and then not expect the person to be different from everybody else, nuttily. It's the debate Eddie and I have all the time. He's like, no, you can be totally normal and create something completely off the wall. And I'm like, no, you can be completely off the wall to create something off the wall.
There can't be somebody normal that does something off the wall.
That's my argument.
Maybe there's somebody.
But generally, nutty people create nutty things. Then we get angry at them or upset at them. Or we're like, ooh, put them away if they're nutty. Well, you just enjoyed Lady Gaga's three albums. But because she's kind of a freak on stage or her in her personal life, you're like, ooh, Lady Gaga, I don't like her. Yeah, whatever. Just Dance comes on, you're bobbing your head. Stop playing. So, but yeah, they're good. The David Letterman stuff is really good.
Tell me something good.
The Historical Edition.
Amy, I'm coming to you. Historical, tell me something good.
This comes from the year of OG.
Oh, OG.
Tell me something good stories. I'm talking biblical times. So Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10:30-37. A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They took his clothes, beat him, and left him half dead. A priest was going down the same road when he saw the man. He went to the other side of the road and ignored him. Another man saw him, walked to the other side, ignored him. A Samaritan saw the man. He decided to help him. He helped bandage his wounds, loaded him up on his donkey, and brought him to an inn to care for him. He even paid for the cost of the inn. Jesus says, go and do likewise.
And that's a historical tell me something good.
Yeah. OG.
So, one year at church camp, we were all walking into the big hall, and every night they had a speaker that would come and speak. And so there's like 200 of us. And this is up in Northwest Arkansas. And we're walking up, and there was a homeless guy who was like on the side of the stairs. And he was like, hey, can I get a dollar? And everyone was like, ugh. And he was, you know, looked like he was smelly and had a big beard. And everyone was just going right on through. And so the guy that comes to the speaking that was like, hey, I noticed on the way in, but it was him dressed as a homeless man. He goes, you guys didn't, nobody would help. Nobody, and you all just walked right past me and nobody would help.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, not one person stopped. And like that is still like inside of me. Because I saw the dude. I was like 16. And I was like, I ain't talking to that guy. Walked in and then it was the speaker.
Wow.
That's pretty,
and
yeah.
And it still
That's powerful.
Sits inside of me from seeing that and going, I do not like myself in this
mm-hmm.
moment. I want to like myself more as I get older. And therefore, I shouldn't see something and go, you know what? I'm just too good to help. Because I'm not. We aren't. And oftentimes, we're the person that needs help. So that's a good one. And that's what Historical Tell Me Something Good is all about. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Amy has a way of getting all of her things back. She loses a purse, she gets it back. She loses her kids, they come back. She loses her phone, it always comes back.
Wallet, yeah.
She just lives right, so when things don't go her way, they oftentimes do. That being said, Amy forgets her phone in the airport bathroom over the weekend.
Yes, but it was on the other side. So when you get off a plane, there's a bathroom right there, and you use the bathroom. Well, once, if you leave it there, fine, but when you exit a certain part of the airport, you cannot get back through without a boarding pass. And that's what happened to me, is I got through the other side. Of course, I pull out my phone to call an Uber, and no phone. I'm like, well, surely it's here. So I lay down all my stuff, started digging through the bags. I got my daughter with me. And she's like, Mom, I know you. You lost it. You forgot it. Like, she's already like, stop looking for it. You don't have it. This is typical for you. And sure enough, I was like, well, get out your new watch phone. Get out. So I'm like, so thankful that she has this like little kid's watch that can make phone calls. And so I was like, call my phone. So we start calling it from the watch. And finally, someone answers, hello? And I was like, hi, I'm talking into this watch because it's not like a real phone. It's just a watch. And I'm holding it. And I'm like, hi, do you have my phone? And she's like, oh, I just found it in the restroom. I work here at the airport. And I was like, perfect. I'm over at the exit because they would not let me back through. And I've already flown. Like, I don't have a boarding pass. Like, it was just going to be this whole process for me to get back through to get it. But she walked it down to the exit. And I gave her,
how lucky is it that someone would find the phone, see it ringing, answer it?
Yeah, can you? And it was on vibrate, so she didn't hear it ringing. She like probably heard
only
maybe.
Amy lives right.
And then she brought it back to me, and I was like, "You are amazing." So I gave her a tip. That was good, right?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she saved me. I mean, I thought I was just gonna have like no phone. It was gone. By the time I was able to find somebody that would allow me back through to go find it, who knows how long that would have taken without a boarding pass,
what'd
it probably would have been gone. $20.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You speaking of tipping, our video producer Eddie has a question because your kids use a tutor?
Yeah, my son's doing like a summer tutor for math.
Okay, so you want to know if you tip the tutor?
Well, she came for the first time and I don't know. I've never had a tutor come to our house. I figure like pizza guy comes to our house, so we tip him. Anybody that comes to your house, you
right.
got to tip them. So I'm like, my wife is like, well, what do we do? I'm like, I don't know. Just tip her now. But then, then
no, you can't take away the tip.
Well, she took it.
If you set a precedent of mm-hmm. tipping every time,
dang,
here's what I would say.
You just did that.
But if you ever don't know, and you can, always do, right? As a general rule for whomever it is in any situation, if you don't know and you can, just do. Now, if you don't know and you can't, you just can't. But
can you play like you don't know and you don't?
Well, that's up to your heart.
Okay.
But this is what I would say. I think this is where the criteria falls. Is she working kind of as an independent?
Yes.
Okay.
Independent tutor.
If she's not having to pay somebody else out, you don't have to tip her.
Oh.
If you're just paying her and she makes $20 an hour, she's making that just for her. If she're working for like a learning lab and she has to give $12 of that to the learning lab and she got to keep, you know, $8 of the $20, then you would definitely tip her. I think if it's just her coming over, she sets her own rate, you would have been fine without it. But for everybody listening, you didn't do the wrong thing. You actually did a lot of extra right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, any time that you could have been helped and someone gave you a few extra bucks, how amazing that was. When I was at Hobby Lobby and I would roll somebody's car out full of stuff, they weren't supposed to tip me. But when they gave me $1 or $2, it changed my whole day. Because three or four of those, I was able to buy lunch. So I think what you did is great.
Okay.
But I think in that situation, it was she gets her own price and she gets to keep all of it. You didn't have to tip her. But you could have and you did, and that's awesome. But now you have to every time.
I know. Now I can't go back. Yeah, I just always have questions about this stuff because I feel like we just tip a lot of people now. Mm-hmm. Not like we used to.
I was reading a story about in Japan. Do you see the story of tipping in Japan? How instead of – because tipping, that's not a culture thing everywhere.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
In Australia, you don't tip. In Japan, you don't tip money. Like, you pay the price, it's down. That being said, they pay their servers more. It all costs a little more. The money always gets around in the same way, but there's not this pressure on you to tip extra.
But they still tip. Because it's all built in.
So, well, they tip, except now you tip in compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Like,
you like
very
say nice
good
things.
Job.
Yeah. Like,
you're the best waiter we've ever had.
For some people, that actually might go a long way for them to be encouraged and told that they're awesome.
Tipping has not been embraced by society in Japan. A Japanese company recently unveiled a product called Komo Tip, which the company promoted with phrases such as Japanese tip style. And now in America, they're wanting to do this too, where you just give them a tip of a nice word. I would go nuts. If I'm serving, I was a waiter for too long. If I come to your table, I'm going to tell you what drove me crazy. I would come to the table and I would crush it. I was the best waiter because I was fun to talk to or not fun to talk to. There were times where I could tell table one no business of it. I could read a table. I got stuff there promptly and then they would leave me money. I walked to the table once and I was like, look at all this cash they left me. But all the dollar bills just said Jesus loves you and had messages from the Bible, which is great and all. But that's all they left me.
Right.
How am I supposed to pay my rent with the landlord? Here you go. Here's $80 in Jesus loves you money. That didn't flow.
Landlord didn't take it.
You could have just told me Jesus loved me and gave me the money as cash. So let's keep on with it. Let's tip.
Keep on with the tipping.
Let's keep on with the tipping. If you can do, and in some situations you must or don't even go. But yes, I think you did fine.
All right, thanks,
Bones. I think it's good. Everybody good?
Yeah. Now my tutor hopes she's not listening because we don't tip her.
All the tutors
well,
out there.
You're not supposed to if she's full.
Oh, okay,
remember,
okay.
Remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Bones.
Bones. There she is. Emily, how are you?
I'm all right.
Hey, so.
I'm pull over here.
Yeah, pull over. That'd be good. Let's talk for a second because we were talking about tipping a second ago. And
yeah,
you say you get insulted. Why?
Okay, so first of all, I'm well acquainted with tipping culture. I like waited tables all through college, undergrad and graduate for like 8 years, and I was a really good server. I just find it insulting. It's like, first of all, we know how to do the math, and they calculate it after tax, which you shouldn't do anyway. But it encourages. It's like it makes you feel like you have to tip more because the 20% is popped out there and it says like got some sort of encouraging statement around it, like, hell yeah, you did great. Like,
so
I did great.
You're saying
something
on the apps like an Uber or a Postmates or when they say here the tip is already built in, you don't like that. You find it insulting.
Yeah. Charge me nuts.
Do you find it insulting, Amy?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm just happy they're doing the math for me.
Right. I can find it helpful.
I mean, Emily, are you some sort of mathematician? Because I know you're like, we already know the math. I don't know that I do sometimes.
Okay, well, that's fair. Yeah, I studied math.
Okay, so, we got a brainiac on the phone. What do you expect? Listen, let me say this. For us normal folks everywhere that struggle a bit in the math department, don't be insulted.
But the math is incorrect. So they're tricking you, you know.
Well, they're just using tax.
After tax. And in Tennessee, that's a 10%, you know, sometimes they throw on a server tax. And in Tennessee, they don't pay servers minimum wage. So it's also, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, So now, as long as you leave this call a little less insulted, I've done my job. Emily, are you a little less insulted?
I guess.
Okay, there she is, Emily. Yeah. A little less insulted by it, yes. Thank you, Emily.
It's not all about me.
That's right. They're just not doing it to make you mad. They're doing it for people like us knuckleheads here who can't quite figure out what 22% is or 18%. So thank you, Emily. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate that. We all had pretty good weekends. Amy was flying back. Was this from New York to Nashville?
Yeah.
What happened?
So there was a person in first class that seatbelt wasn't working or whatever. And normally I thought, okay, if like there's anything like not working on an airplane, I thought they'd just like switch the whole plane, you know? But I guess they had open seats, so they were going to move her to coach back where we were.
Because there were no other seats in first class.
Right. She had a first.
You can't put her in a seat. The seatbelt's broken.
Right. Right. She had a first class ticket and it was her seat.
Right.
And so she was like, well, I'm not going back to coach. And they're like, well, this is your seat though. It's unfortunate. Blah, blah, blah. You have to go back. I mean, she was like not having it. Like she had her first class ticket. Like she could not come back with the commoners or something. Like, I don't know what the deal was, but she was causing a scene. So much so to where a guy sitting in first class was like, you know what? Like we just, like, I don't want this to delay the flight or anything. You know how this sort of scene can explode to something else that ends up where the plane never takes off.
Where the pilot goes, I'm done.
And then everybody's like, okay, this woman's like not fit. Like, I don't know if there was alcohol involved or whatever, but she was causing a scene. So then, yeah, he volunteered to go back to the back. And he took the seat in coach and she was able to take his seat. And I was like, okay, so surely like they hooked him up with some like amazing like free trip somewhere or something, because he did it. He did not have to do that. And he saved the whole flight from who knows what.
And so she was throwing a fit loudly.
Yeah.
Where the whole plane was like, lady, were they yelling at her?
No.
Like, be quiet. Because I would have been. I would have lowered my head behind the seat, though. This is what I would have done.
From back in the, yeah, where coach? We were in coach.
I would have dug my head behind the seat and be like, hey, shut up. And then I'd raise up like nothing's happened. Like, who said that? That's what I would have done. Because once this woman, Amy, on the flight that I was on, she was back by the bathroom. Something happened, and there was some sort of like water from the sink had gotten the back of her seatbelt wet.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, we got to take the whole seatbelt out. And she starts just screaming. Oh, like, what? And so I kind of put my hand over my face. And I was like, come on, calm down. And
then
I was
like, no, you didn't.
And I was like, who said that? Yeah.
You did not.
Yeah. 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 But they were going to delay the whole flight. Mike, did you run that flight?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was going nuts, wasn't she?
I mean, it just seemed like so. Just people get the ridiculous tube thing, right?
Did you see the preacher? I forget his name. It's one of these mega pastors, and they were like, "Hey, so what's up with all these private jets that you're buying from all your donations to church?" And he's like, he had said before that he doesn't want to get in a tube with a bunch of people with demons, and he said he needed that to travel around.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I promise you, I watched it. He bought one of his planes from Tyler Perry, and the reporter was like, "Hey, what's up with you? Like, you spending millions of dollars from all of the people in church that are giving you donations?" And he's like, they're handing me the story.
That's how she was
wild-eyed televangelist Kenneth Copeland appears unhinged in an interview where he defends a $760 million and three private jets because of demonic environment on commercial flights are not good for a preacher.
Mm.
Well, I guess if she's on him, I get it. But he was having trouble. And she was like, what's up with your flights? And he was like, let us pray.
And it
was the perfect Snickers moment where they're like, need a break.
Yeah.
Like he was just like, he got caught off guard. He didn't know how to answer. And he was like, you know what? Let's just pray. And he was like thinking of what he was saying. It's pretty good, though. It was a good move by him to do that. But
were they around a table? Why was he praying?
Because he wasn't.
I know it was a distraction, but I thought, is there any reason to like,
microphone.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, it's funny you asked me this, but first, let us pray.
Yeah. Before I answer you, we should pray together.
And then he was like complimenting Tyler Perry. He's like, but Tyler Perry gave me a great deal on this plane. He was like, it's pretty funny.
I can watch this.
It's pretty funny.
That's like that, what's that Instagram account I was following for a little bit? I unfollowed it, but it was like preacher sneakers of Instagram or something like that.
Like,
and it's like
really
all these
shoes.
Yeah, and they have like baller sneakers.
Listen, if you're selling books, and I don't know how anybody makes their money.
Right. I know.
I'm
it's
never
going to
be someone. Like, if he's actually taking all that money from people at church, it's a whole different story.
But that might be his salary elsewhere.
And that might be people in that. Listen, that's their business. I just thought it was funny that was his want to get away.
Yeah. Let us pray. And if you're interviewing, you have to. Okay, well, then bow your head.
How do you not? You
if someone says, let us pray, you got
to
pray.
If someone comes up to me and asks me a question that's uncomfortable, it's now time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Like, please excuse me for 1 second. I pledge allegiance. And if you don't put your hand over your heart and
shut
up.
Yeah, you're not American.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Get out.
Yeah. I'm going to record you not paying your respects to the Pledge of Allegiance. But your flight, your flight,
everything was fine.
That's a pretty funny joke. Like I could turn that into
a
nice little.
The Pledge of the Allegiance one. The one you just did.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that. I was going to tell you afterward. You should add that to your.
Eddie finally got. I've never done stand up with Eddie before, and we did a Raging Idiot show together. And our new Raging Idiot show is music and comedy music, more so than just a band. So, and for the first time, Eddie was up there on, with me when I was on stage when I was doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it first of all felt weird having somebody standing next to me when I was doing it.
Does he chime in or he just stands there?
Back and forth. Sometimes we do it together, but sometimes it's straight. Like, I have written jokes.
Yeah, and I just sit there and listen to it like I'm part of the crowd.
And he was like, oh, that's weird to see you do comedy.
Right next to you.
right next to me. But it worked. It's cool. It's a cool part of the show now.
Nice.
I know your husband came.
Yeah, he said it was good. I don't know if y'all are giving anything away, so.
What is it? You can give a little bit.
Yeah, what did he say?
What did he say?
He said that?
There's a few, but we did a casino.
That's not that, come on.
No, he didn't care.
There was like three jokes.
He just
jokes.
Said there was.
There was like three jokes like that. And there are no bad words ever.
No bad words, no.
No bad words, no bad words.
He thought it was funny.
There's one part.
And I was like, oh, that doesn't surprise me.
There's one part that I mentioned. It doesn't matter.
Well, whatever. What? Nothing. You can't do that.
We just go to the show and watch.
Yeah, come to the show and watch. Chicago, Denver, we're coming at
you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So Raymundo is our producer who sits in the room that's right next to us. He can see in here, but he can't really hear us unless he turns it on because he's in there editing audio the whole time. Just cutting up clips. Any clips you hear on the radio, Raymundo cuts and edits. And so, but he sits beside the phone screener, and all the phone screener does is answer questions of people who are calling the show. And they want to know a lot of stuff. So Raymundo has pitched a segment called
Raymundo Demands an Update.
And you have a list of things.
Yeah.
Because if you get the update, then you can just tell them.
Exactly.
Check the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Raymundo demands an update.
Question one.
Bobby and the new dog, have you picked one out yet?
No, but you know what? Yesterday, Amy, I looked up. Because the Proverbs place that you guys work with.
Yeah, 1210.
Proverbs 1210. It's I was looking at it. And I was like, maybe I should go up there and just kind of see what they have and what they need help with. Because I saw two of the girl who runs it, like, saw a bunch of dogs on the side of the road.
She rescued 21 dogs that were in a trailer in the heat with, like, no air for days. It was pretty traumatic situation, but she rescued them.
So I thought about two things. One, acknowledging that on the air so maybe people could hear that.
Yeah.
But two, then I had some meetings last night at the house, some TV meetings, but I didn't go. But it's on my mind. So I do not have a new dog yet, but it's definitely on my mind.
Okay.
Like, heavily, where I think about it all the time. I'm just kind of waiting for that dog to be put in front of me. But maybe I just need to go and look around. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's coming, just not yet. Raymundo, what else do you demand an update about?
How are Amy's kids doing learning English?
Good. Like, don't y'all think? Anybody that has conversed with them lately? I feel like they're really, really good. In fact, we had a girl from Haiti. She grew up in an orphanage, but now she goes to college here. And so she lives in Nashville. But she was over at the house yesterday. And my daughter was trying to speak Creole with her. And my daughter was struggling with that. And I was like, okay, we need to almost like get you speaking Creole so you don't lose it. That's how much English she's using.
I say that they can understand all of English. There's still a little trouble understanding them if you're not with them all the time.
Right.
Because for me, I'm like, what?
I know.
What?
But I understand it right away. Yeah. Like, I know.
Yeah. And so I would say that's where it is. Because I'm not with them every day. But when I see them, sometimes I just go, what? Say it again.
What?
Yeah. Like your son says, what?
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 Okay, Raymundo, what else?
Bobby dating anyone.
Oh, I mean, I'm not dating anyone, huh?
Anyone.
No, I mean, I'm not dating anyone, meaning
You're unapologetically dating.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know what that means anymore. Am I even dating anybody? I don't even know if I'm going out with anybody anymore.
You were, but then
I
you
was.
Stopped.
And then I'm just like, I'm just going to be single. Who cares?
Yeah.
I went, you know, so no, not really. I guess I've been out with a few people, a couple people. One person. As you can see, I'm trying to whittle it down. I've been out with one person, and there's another one we're trying to figure out when to go out.
Okay.
What?
Because her schedule's busy, too?
Yeah, and she doesn't live in America.
What?
It's a whole cool.
thing. International.
It's
nice.
Kind of, not really. It's a whole thing. Anyway.
Okay.
Raymundo, what else?
This is an easy one. Does Amy still not hit snooze?
I don't hit snooze. So, correct. I don't hit snooze anymore.
After we gave you the...
The challenge. When was that? Now it's been like eight months.
Almost a year. And have you found that not hitting snooze has been better for your life?
It's so much better for my life. It's better for my relationship because my husband's not a snoozer. I get right up. I'm not as tired. I make my bed every day. There's a lot of things positive that it's led to. So I'm like, why would I go back to that?
Raymundo demands an update. Has Eddie watched 8 Mile yet?
I have not watched 8 Mile yet. Huh. It's in the hopper, though.
Well, that and Free Solo.
Free Solo.
Oh, I mean, so good.
I have a whole list of movies that you guys talk about, and I write them down, and I'm going to get to all of them. But right now, I mean, gosh, I have it from, like, I Am Legend on there.
Oh, man. It is like, I have the Three Stooges take New York.
Afterlife. When did I write that one?
Oh, that's a good Netflix series.
Okay.
With Ricky Gervais. That's fantastic.
Wrote that down?
Yeah.
Raymundo demands an update.
Does Mike D still have a girlfriend?
Oh, our game writer and segment producer, Mike D.
I do. We've been together a year now.
Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah.
He's a girlfriend. Wow. And they came over to the house, and we had a little thing in the backyard. Mike D brought his girlfriend over, and I've met her a few times now. Just, I hope this is not insulting to you, Mike D, but she's so much cooler and prettier than you are.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And yes, and I think that's actually a compliment, because when someone would say that to me, like, your girlfriend's way prettier and way cooler than you, I'd be like, thank you. So I hope that's a compliment.
Yes, for sure.
Because I'm like, he must have a heck of a personality if he's got someone that's that cool. Because she's the coolest.
Yeah, Mike D, she's awesome.
Thanks.
Like, we really enjoyed hanging out with her.
Yeah, and, like, she's pretty.
Yeah, and that makes me feel good. Like, hey.
I'm having to date girls in other countries, and Mike D's got, like, a cool one right down there. All right, good. Any other demanding questions?
No, that's it.
There you go.
Raymundo demands an update.
Do you feel like your demands were met?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's for the callers that keep calling.
Yes.
All right, there it is.
That was Raymundo demands an update.
That horn. The Bobby Bones Show. There's a bar in New York City serving a $5,000 cocktail. I just wonder, if there's not $4,995 in the bottom of this drink, like, I wouldn't even look at it twice.
Right.
Because, I mean, you're just drinking it and then it's just gone.
Yeah. The Baccarat Hotel in New York City says that for $5,000, they'll make you an Imperial cocktail. You get some sort of gin that's $100 a serving, some cherry oak-aged maraschino liqueur, $50 a serving, rare 1920-era green chartreuse, $50 a serving.
Wow.
And then caviar pearl, $75 a serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the glass. It's a diamond-infused crystal Baccarat star glass.
So you get to keep it?
Oh, you have to. Yeah, it's worth $3,500.
Oh.
And don't forget to tip your bar staff. They're working hard for you.
How much do we tip them?
I don't know. 20%, 10%. But yeah, $5,000 for... there are some people, too, that go, oh, that's nothing. I'd do that. They have that kind of money.
Right.
But I wonder how many of these they actually sell. Whenever someone goes, we have a $20 hot dog, how many of those do they ever really sell? And do they all wait to see if one person comes in and does it? All right, that's what's up for today. Let's see what's happening around Amy. What's going on today?
I'm going to work on my Q&A segment for tomorrow for my podcast that goes out. And then radio stuff. Got some interviews to do today.
CMT Awards, right?
CMT Award. Mm-hmm. Little radio remotes with artists. And then I got to maybe get in with a chiropractor somewhere, y'all. I can't, like, move my neck.
Oh, that's the thing. I would have led with that, probably.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can't move my body at all.
I don't know what happened.
She's like, I'm going to get my nails done. Probably going to stretch a little bit.
Well, the other stuff...
guys, I can't even open my mouth. I have a locked jaw.
Like, Amy, that's big.
Yeah.
Well, the other stuff I have to do first, and then I'll see if I have time for the chiropractor.
I'll leave here today. I have a fitting for CMT Awards. I'm presenting on the awards. I have some other TV stuff this week. So I got to get all the clothes done.
Nice.
And they pay for all that, which is the greatest thing. The best thing about doing all this TV is I have so much.
Awesome.
Just clothes galore that I didn't pay for.
And then Eddie gets the leftovers.
And Eddie gets someone I'm done with.
Let me know what you're wearing. I want to see if I'm interested.
Yeah, he's also like, can I have that? Can I have that?
Some pics.
I'll be doing a Bobby cast tonight with Caroline Hobby. So she's going to come by too.
Oh, cool.
From the Get Real podcast. All right. Thank you all. We got to go. Check us out. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. That's mine. And at Bobby Bones Show. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll see you here Tuesday. Bye, everybody. Have a good one. The Bobby Bones Show.